This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden declared Tuesday that he is sticking to his August 31st deadline for completing a risky airlift of Americans, endangered Afghans, and others seeking to escape Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. That decision defies allied leaders who want to give the evacuation more time, and it opens Biden to criticism that he caved to Taliban deadline demands. He said the Taliban are cooperating and security is holding despite the number of violent incidents. But it's a tenuous situation, he said, adding that we run a serious risk of breaking down as time goes on. The United States in recent days has ramped up its airlift amid new reports of rights abuses that fuel concern about the fate of thousands of people who fear retribution from the Taliban and are trying to flee the country. The World Food Program needs at least $200 million U.S. dollars to help the people of Afghanistan as the country is about to enter the lean season. Speaking to Sky News, the WFP's deputy director for Afghanistan said the conflict and the coronavirus had left about 20 million people in need of support. Meanwhile, the Taliban's main spokesman has said on Tuesday that it expects a foreign evacuation from Kabul to be completed by the end of the month, urging Afghans to stay and help rebuild the country. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's trip from Singapore to Vietnam was delayed several hours Tuesday by an investigation into two possible cases of the so-called Havana syndrome in Hanoi. The investigation was in its early stages, and officials deemed it safe for Harris to make her scheduled stop in Vietnam. This is VOA News. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Tuesday that the United States could get COVID-19 under control by early next year if vaccinations ramp up, he said in multiple television interviews. In a White House news conference, that the full Food and Drug Administration approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine paves the way for more people to get inoculated, with potential approval for Moderna Inc.'s in the coming weeks and authorization for younger children by autumn. U.S. officials during the Tuesday press briefing also urged private employers and more state and local governments to require staff to get vaccinated in a bid to drive up vaccination rates. A few weeks into the new school year, growing numbers of U.S. districts have halted in-person learning or switched to hybrid models because of rapidly mounting coronavirus infections. More than 80 school districts or charter networks have closed or delayed in-person classes for at least one entire school in more than a dozen states. Others have sent home whole grade levels or asked half of their students to stay home on the hybrid schedules. The setbacks in mostly small rural districts that were among the first to return dampened hopes for a sustained widespread return to classrooms after 2 years of schooling disrupted by the pandemic. New daily coronavirus infections in Israel spreading and approaching record levels despite the country's largely successful vaccination campaign and the recent rollout of the world's first widespread booster shot. The spread of the virus has been driven by a surge in the Delta variant, even among the vaccinated, and sparked talk of crackdowns on gatherings ahead of the holiest days of the Jewish calendar. The government recorded 9,831 new cases on Monday. That is the highest single-day figure since January 18th, when 10,118 new cases were detected, according to Israel's record for the pandemic. The U.S. Supreme Court says that the Biden administration likely violated federal law in trying to end a Trump-era program that forces people to wait in Mexico while seeking asylum in the U.S., With three liberal justices in dissent, the high court refused Tuesday to block the lower court ruling ordering the administration to reinstate the program informally known as Remain in Mexico. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.